prominent relief pitcher. He's also started some this year. That was the first time since he was a junior at BYU. Back to the plate, the 3-0 pitch. That one's a strike all the way. Durkak taking that one, looking for a chance to get on base. Chico now with a 6-5 lead, as they have scored in all but the second inning. That was the only inning they did not score in, and they scored in only two innings last night. Baseball is weird sometimes in what happens. 3-1 pitch to Durkak. Back to the plate. Swung on and foul tipped. 3-2 count. Nobody out. The home run broke the 5-5 tie. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Cooper on at second base with a double off the center field fence. 3-2 count to Durkak. Kevin Clark waiting on deck. Man on at second. Nobody out. Top of the fifth inning. Zion Pioneers down by one run. Into the stretch. Thomas looks back at second. Comes back to the plate. The 3-2 pitch. That one's hit deep to right field. Back goes the right fielder in right center and grabbing it. Great play, but going on to third base is Cooper, as a great play by D.G. Nelson. Huge play to grab that long drive to right center field. But that was enough to move Cooper over to third. One out and Kevin Clark at the plate. Clark struck out his first time up and then singled his next time up as he singled the lead out with one out in the fourth inning. Eventually, there was the runs being scored. Has three runs scored in the fourth inning. One so far here. Broke the tie. Kevin Clark at the plate. 1-for-2. Into the stretch. Thomas trying to come back against the catcher. The pitch. That one's a strike on the outside corner. Got a little tailing fastball, and that was right there. One strike count to Kevin Clark. Lance Downing waiting on deck. Zion Pioneers and the Chico Heat. Do they have the work cut out for them? Pioneers now have the work cut out for them as Chico has taken the lead and still threatening. Infield is in, trying to cut off the run if they can. Not that much in as shortstop Diaz. Back to the plate. That one is a pop fly down the third baseline, but foul. Drifting out of play and strike two. 0-2 count to Kevin Clark. Jeremy Thomas. Thomas ended up with a situation late in the year where he gave up a ton of runs in this ball game, and then ended up not losing. He struggled. Jeremy Thomas trying to settle in, do what he can. This is his first appearance against Chico in this postseason. 0-2 count to Clark. One out, one run in, man at third base, back to the plate. The pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. Down goes Kevin Clark. As Jeremy Thomas, who usually has three excellent pitches to deal with, more than you expect out of relief pitchers, gets strikeout number one for him. That's a second out and still threatening the third base is Tim Cooper. At the plate is Lance Downing. Downing grounded out to short his first time up and had a single in the fourth inning. It was back-to-back-to-back singles, and then McNabb got the sacrifice fly to begin things. Actually, they drive in the second run of that inning and what it ended up as a tie. Into the stretch, Thomas, the first pitch. That one is a line drive grabbed by the second baseman, and they say it's a line drive. You threw over to first anyway. Great play by Cooper. Or I should say by Graybeck, as the line drive was right to him. Grabbed it, lined out to second base for the third out to retire the side. So in that inning, one run on a total of two hits, no errors, and one man left on base. We've gone through 4.5 innings, and Chico now has a 6-5 lead over the Zion Pioneers. Back with the bottom of the fifth inning after this timeout.
You're a landscaper, or maybe...
Zion Pioneers trailing by a 6-5 margin, and they have their work cut out for them against the leading winner for the Chico Heat, Reese Borges. Borges had a game like this similar before against the Zion Pioneers, where he gave up the runs early, then settled down after giving up 5 runs, and that was it. He gave up against the Pioneers. Bottom of the fifth inning, Rod McCall, Heath Hayes, D.G. Nelson do up against Borges, who has definitely settled down. Borges has given up one single since giving up the 2 runs in the second. Gave up 3 in the first, 2 in the second, and since that time hit one batter and gave up a single. Those are the only base runners. Last inning, the Pioneers had some line drives, hard hit balls, but right at defenders. First pitch to Rod McCall, that's a strike right in there. McCall had a 2-run double his first time up and looked like he was going to have an RBI single, but it was a line drive right to Tim Cooper and ended up lining into a double play his last time up. The changeup swung on a miss, strike 2. Borges is not a man who will just lean on the fastball all the time. He will go with the breaking pitch with a slider, and he's been having more success against the Pioneers by using the changeups. That started in the third inning. 0-2 count to Rod McCall. Bottom of the fifth inning, back to the plate. The pitch, that one's just outside, ball one. McCall, a very patient hitter. 1-2 count. One of the things that often happens when a pitcher is facing McCall is they will get ahead and then will try to nibble. McCall sometimes ends up with a base on balls after that. 1-2 pitch to McCall. Back to the plate. That one's hit to right field, but it's shallow. Back at the warning track, and just in front of it will be grabbed. Got under it just a little bit too much. McCall, if he hits that squarely, that's long gone, but that was in on the fist just a little bit and ended up as a long drive short of the warning track in right field. One up and one down. Coming to the plate now is Heath Hayes. Hayes called out on strikes his last time up, flied out to left field his first time up. He's 0 for 2. Hayes has been the catcher throughout this postgame or postseason until today, and he's playing third base. First pitch to Hayes. That's a little line drive right at the second baseman. So the Pioneers hitting the ball, but right at people. That's two outs. Little soft line drive to the second baseman, and D.G. Nelson coming to the plate. Nelson had an infield single, then got hit by a pitch. He's 1 for 1 on the day. His infield single was in the hole between short and third and beat the throw to first base. It was a great play by Cooper. Chico has been making some great plays on this one, and this time the line drives are right at people instead of just off out of the reach. That was something that Chico had the advantage of, getting some hits just off the reach or just off the foot or a little bit here, a little bit there. Two up, two down, bottom of the fifth inning. It's a 6-5 lead for Chico. To the plate, the pitch, that one's hit hard to right center field. That one is going to drop in and be at least a double. Nelson will turn first, head to second base. The throw coming in, and a line drive to right center field by D.G. Nelson. First pitch seen, first pitch driving, one bounce against the right center field fence. So there's a man on with two outs, and Chris Briones at the plate. Briones had a little soft fly ball to right field his first time up. Then last time, hit the ball fairly well to center field, a little bit stronger. Robert Murrow coming to the plate. I was looking at Chris Briones, and lo and behold, there's Robert Murrow. So Murrow would be pinch hitting. But didn't see Murrow come out initially. Briones, who hit the ball pretty well his first two times up, you can expect this shift to take place now. Robert Murrow is the pinch hitter. Murrow, who had a struggle last night, but he's pinch hitting right now. Into the stretch, the pitch to Murrow, that's a strike, breaking pitch on the outside corner. Murrow had his struggle last night, and that's why he has a wrap on his left arm right now. One strike count to Robert Murrow. Two outs, man on at second base is Nelson, back to the plate. The pitch, breaking pitch, just low, ball one, 1-1 count. Borges has been leaning on the changeups and on the breaking pitches. His fastballs have been hit a lot. Man on at second base, two outs, and Murrow at the plate. Into the stretch, back to the plate. That one is a hard hit line drive to center field, but or left field, I should say, but right at the left fielder. So the Pioneers have hit the ball pretty well in this inning, at least a couple of times, and end up with just the one base hit. No runs, one hit, no errors, one man left. On the fly ball to left field, we'll see how the defense goes from here and what will happen after that. Through five innings, it's a 6-5 lead for the Chico Heat. Back with the top of the sixth inning after this timeout.
Hey, St. George Boulevard in St. George, Avis Car Sales.
Zion Pioneer trailing by a 6-5 margin as you go to the top of the sixth inning. For the Chico Heat, it will be Nate Ruers, Buck McNabb, and Sean Scott, who have three excellent hitters who have hit the ball very well. Jeremy Thomas still on for the Zion Pioneers. Now we have the pinch hit situation with Robert Murrow, who did not start in this ball game. Now he's playing third base. And moving behind home plate is Heath Hayes. So Briones gets the rest of the day off, who did an outstanding job catching, by the way. And it looked like he was getting stronger hitting in each of those outings, but it was a case of Robert Murrow, the leading hitter in the league. I shouldn't say the leading hitter in the league. Ended up as number two late in the season, but he ended up as the most valuable player. He's on to play third base right now. Top of the sixth inning, Chico with a 6-5 lead. Nate Brewers, Buck McNabb, Sean Scott do up. Three excellent hitters who have been a problem for the Zion Pioneers today. Brewers struck out his first time up, but then doubled his last time up, ended up scoring that third run in the fourth inning, the one that tied it at five. And the solo home run by Brown is the difference in the game. The first pitch to Ruehrs. The offers, called strike. Trying to bunt in at third base is Murrow, just in case. And Ruehrs, an experimental sort of ball player. He'll try to get on base, batting ninth this time around. He's been a number one hitter sometime. Just one of those pesky hitters, and he's finished the year above 300. He was constantly above 300, above 400 for a little while early in the season. One strike count to Ruehrs, top of the sixth inning. Back to the plate. The pitch, that's popped in the air. Out into shallow left field. Freddie Diaz, the shortstop, going back and grabs it. Very shallow left field, just beyond shortstop. So the fly ball to the shortstop, that's one out. And Buck McNabb coming to the plate. McNabb has had two singles, and you look at that, you're thinking they're line drives. The hardest hit ball that McNabb had was the sacrifice fly to center field. He drilled that one deep, and that was enough to drive home a run. McNabb had a one bouncer off the foot of starting pitcher Nate Yeske in the first inning, then had one that was just out of the reach of everybody in the second inning. You put those two singles together, you don't even go as deep as the fly ball that he got the RBI on. He is two for two, plus a run batted in. First pitch, that one's outside, ball one. Jeremy Thomas, who had not pitched in this series against Chico, coming on in relief, closed down the fifth inning against his second hitter here. It's a 1-0 count to Buck McNabb. McNabb, a very patient hitter. Back to the plate. The pitch, that one is just outside, 2-0 count. So McNabb will look and look and look and likely will take until he has a strike. McNabb, leadoff hitter. Former Atlanta Braves farmhand, never played with the Atlanta Braves, but did split last year between AA and AAA. Thomas back to the plate. The pitch, that one's a foul ball down the left field line. Sent it a little ways, but it was foul initially and just kept going. And out of play. 2-1 count to Buck McNabb. One out. Top of the sixth inning. Zion Pioneers trying to keep Chico close. Chico, this time, led early 1-0, then didn't lead again until Ray Brown got his solo home run in the fifth. The 2-1 count, up high, ball three. Buck McNabb, leading stolen base man for Chico. When you look in the regular season, he was one stolen base behind Kalen Foles. 2-3-1 count to Buck McNabb. Jeremy Thomas into the windup, comes back to the plate. The pitch, that one is strike two on that inside corner. McNabb hoping to get the ball four, just barely tailed and got the inside corner. 3-2 count to McNabb, one out, top of the sixth inning. Zion Pioneers trailing by a 6-5 margin to Chico. We mentioned Chico led 1-0. Now they lead 6-5. Between that time, the Pioneers had the lead or it was tied. 3-2 count once again to McNabb, back to the plate, ball four. That's down low and inside. So that's the first base runner on. Against Thomas. Thomas, who has had a struggle with control this year, more than he had last year. That's been one of the struggles. Sean Scott at the plate. Scott had a single in the first inning, grounded out to second base in the third inning, had an infield single to drive in the fifth and tying run in the fourth inning. So he is 2-for-3 on the day. Scott, veteran outfielder, one of those, if you start looking at the Western Baseball League for the years and those who have been solid ball players for several years, Sean Scott is one of those. Until midseason last year, he was with Tri-City. And then ended up with Chico and helped them get right into the championship. He had an outstanding year. Pick off over at first base, back in is McNabb. Zion Pioneers Baseball is brought to you in part by Avis Car Sales, where the slogan is, quote, "We try harder." Avis Car Sales, one of the fine sponsors of these broadcasts. We appreciate them for being involved with us this year. Sean Scott at the plate. One man on, one man out. Top of the sixth inning. Thomas into the stretch to the plate. The pitch, that's a foul ball down the right field, or left field line, carrying out of play beyond third base. One strike count to Sean Scott. Kind of a quiet crowd right now. Sun has gone down enough to where it's becoming shadier, but it's still rather warm. The people who are here that have purchased tickets to get in here have the opportunity right after them to just continue their tickets and take it over to Dixie College football game against Eastern Arizona. The pitch, that one's down low, 1-1 count to Sean Scott. Top of the sixth inning, Zion Pioneers and the Chico Heat. as this one's going to be a struggle right down to the end. The Dixie College football game against Eastern Arizona is scheduled to begin just a few minutes more than an hour from now. Not sure how much of a post game we'll be able to get in this, but we'll make the break as soon as possible, and Mike McGarry will have all of the play-by-play of that. So if you like baseball and you like football, this is a great day because you get to see both. Pickoff over first base, back in is Buck McNabb. Top of the sixth inning. There's a lot of innings, a lot of this ball game left. This game is almost 2 hours, is just short of being 2 hours old, and it is not even two-thirds of the way through. End of the stretch. Thomas looks at first, see the plate. That one's a pop fly down the third baseline, carrying foul. It's a 1-2 count to Sean Scott. Robert Merle did not start today because of the injury to his arm. That happened yesterday, and it was sore, but he came on to pinch hit. Now he's playing third base, but he has the wrap on that left arm. As it is sore, was not aware that it was that sore until after I'd had the interview with Mike Littlewood, and then it come up here. 1-2 count to Sean Scott. Brad Gennaro waiting on deck. On at first is Buck McNabb. Thomas into the stretch. Looks over at first as McNabb break. Not this time. The pitch up high. Ball two. 2-2 count. And Jeremy Thomas, who normally works a little bit faster than this, with McNabb on the first and the challenge that you have with a base runner, is taking a little more time between pitches. That's a challenge that he is dealing with right now. 2-2 count to Sean Scott. Brad Gennaro, who has hit the ball well two out of the three times, waiting on deck. One out, a man on, 2-2 count to Sean Scott. Jeremy Thomas trying to get through this inning if he can without any more damage. Into the stretch, pickoff over first. McNabb dives back in. Thomas, among the pickoff men for the Zion Pioneers, the pitchers, usually has the best as far as a right-hander. He has a very quick move to first base, and he can be very tough. 2-2 count to Sean Scott. Thomas into the stretch. McNabb, does he go this time? Yes, he does. The pitch, ground ball in the hole in left field. Base hit. McNabb goes to third base. The throw coming in and just getting there. It was a case of hitting the ground ball right at the shortstop. An inches difference. That's the difference right now for Chico. Man on at first and third, and Sean Scott now 3-for-4. The Pioneers hitting some line drives right at defenders. Chico has had two home runs today, but they've also had a lot of base hits just off a glove, just out of the reach, or right where a shortstop would have been, except for the breaking situation. Great hit by Sean Scott, men at first and third, only one out, and Brad Gennaro at the plate, who's driven in two runs. Has an RBI double and a solo home run, plus he popped out to the catcher his last time up. Only one out, and Gennaro, as Chico's feeling much more confident. You can see the look right now. They're feeling more confident against the Zion Pioneers. For Chico, the goal is a win. No choices. Chico will not play another game unless they win this one. They have the lead right now, 6-5. Gennaro at the plate. Only one out. Men at the corners. And good speed is Sean Scott. The pitch, a ground ball, hit towards the second baseman. Gray back to Diaz. On to first. Double play. No run scored. Beautiful play by Grayback. Great play by Diaz. And a long stretch by McCall in that inning. No runs on one hit, no errors, and one man left on base on the double play ground ball. Great play by the Pioneers. At the end of 5.5, it's the Zion Pioneers trailing the Chico Heat 6, Zion Pioneers 5. Back after this timeout.
I'm over here at the Green Valley.
St. George Boulevard in St. George, Avis Car Sales.
Zion Pioneers have their work cut out for them as they're trailing by a 6-5 margin. Bottom of the sixth inning, it's Freddy Diaz, Caitlin Folds, and Brian Grayback due up. Pioneers hit the starting pitcher, Borges, initially, and that was what happened last time, and then Borges ended up with a victory against the Zion Pioneers as he went seven solid innings. That was here in this ballpark. But the Zion Pioneers right now, a case is trying to get back against Borges. Leading off will be Freddy Diaz and Kalen Folds and Brian Grayback. And just when you think, okay, getting to seven innings, but there's a huge, huge depth of relief pitchers for the Chico Heat. That's always going to be a challenge. But the number two man in the league in complete games this year is Borges. He has four. Mike Smith led the league with six. First pitch to Freddy Diaz. That's way up high, ball one. Borges having his success midway through the third, fourth, and fifth inning by going to the breaking pitch more than the fastball. And the changeup, that's been successful for him. Borges, four complete games on the year, trying to get one on this if he can. The pitch, line drive, base hit to center field. So Freddy Diaz got the base hit clearly to center field, and Diaz now 2-for-3 on the day. Leadoff man on, and Kalen Foles coming to the plate. Foles has three singles, and he is three times up. That brings in the third baseman. Foles will have Bo Durkak creeping in at third base. Do you look for the sacrifice now to move Diaz along? Kalen Foles, 3-for-3 on the day against Borges. It isn't like he's been hitting balls off the fence, but he's been getting some key line drives. Man on at first base, around to bunt, taking the pitch up high. Ball one is Foles. Shortened the bat. As a leadoff hitter this year, he has not tried to hit the ball as hard and as deep as he had in previous times. He's been trying to get the doubles and the singles a lot and get on base. 1-0 count to Foles. Man on at first is Diaz. Back to the plate to pitch. There's the bunt, foul. Straight back. 1-1 count. So Foles, not just trying to lay it down, he's trying to drag it and see if he can get two people on. One man on by way of the leadoff single, Freddy Diaz. Bottom of the sixth inning. Zion Pioneers trying to get the victory today if they can. If they don't, then these two teams, each with two victories, will play on Monday for the championship, and that is it. No choices. Kalen Foles at the plate. 1-1 count. Man on at first is Freddy Diaz. Into the stretch. Back to the plate. The pitch shortens up. The pitch is up high. Ball two. So Borges here in his sixth inning of work. Trying to come back. 2-1 count to Kalen Foles. Third baseman, Bo Durkak, ready to challenge each time, and he knows that's going to be a challenge. Diaz with a line drive single to begin things. The potential tying run on first. Back to the plate. Lay up high, ball three. 3-1 count to Kalen Foles. And going out to talk is Kevin Clark, the catcher right now, wants to talk with his pitcher. No warm-up action in the bullpen yet, but starting to get some stretching down there to see what can happen from there. Kalen Foles looking over at manager Mike Littlewood for just a moment. 3-1 count to Kalen Foles. Do you still put the bunt on? Do you try to get the line drive? The Chico Heat, knowing that the pressure is on, a 6-5 lead for Chico. Back to the plate. The pitch, that's a strike altogether. 3-2 count. So Foles taking. 3-2 count. Foles thought he had ball four, but it was a strike two all the way. Fans thought, the Zion Pioneers fans thought it was ball four. The Chico Heat fans loved that it was strike two. 3-2 count. Man on at first is Freddy Diaz. Had the single, the line drive single to begin things. 3-2 pitch coming up to Foles. The third baseman is back. Into the stretch. The pitch, a little ground ball towards the third baseman. Short hop, and the throw is in time. So the runner goes to second base, and Foles moves the runner along. A little short hop. Great play by Durkak to just barely get him by a stride. Moving to second is Diaz. One out, and Brian Graybeck at the play. Graybeck has a single, had a high fly ball to shallow left field, and last time up hit the ball hard, but right at the left fielder, so he is 1-for-3 on the day. Graybeck, who's been hitting lower in the order, this time batting number 2 in the order. Brian Graybeck, man on at second base. Graybeck, always a threat. The pitch, breaking pitch, almost hit Graybeck. Graybeck turned his back and it just missed getting his left shoulder. Brian Graybeck at the plate. Man on at second base. One out. Bottom of the sixth inning. It's a 6-5 lead for Chico. Into the stretch is Borges. The pitch up high. Ball two. 2-0 count. Borges is still pitching well, but it's a 2-0 count now to Graybeck. Borges taking a little more time. It's one of the things you'll find with each of the pitchers on each team. You get into this sort of series this late. Happens in the World Series. Everybody knows that, too. Takes a little more time. 2-0 pitch. That one is a pop fly foul. Straight back. Out of play. 2 balls, 1 strike count. One out. Man on at second base. It's a 6-5 lead for Chico. Zion Pioneers. Trying to keep this one close and get a rally if they can. This year, generally, it hasn't always been the case. Didn't happen in the first game as Chico settled and closed the Zion Pioneers right down. But the Pioneers oftentimes have gotten hot late in the ballgame. Pitch, that one's a foul ball, straight back. Count goes to 2 balls, 2 strikes. So it isn't a lock sure situation. And in game number one, it was after that 5-run first inning, or early in the ballgame, that the Pioneers were just shut down as far as scoring. And the Chico Heat ended up with that 11-inning victory. Pioneers in game two got the run early in the second inning, but that was the only run for anybody. Mike Smith came up with that 1-0 victory. Back to the plate. The breaking pitch outside. Ball three. 3-2 count to Brian Graybeck. So whatever is happening, Borges, who has four complete games, being forced to throw a lot of pitches in this ball game, especially in this inning, with the last two hitters, 3-2 count on each of them. Man on at second base, 3-2 pitch again to Graybeck, and he's driven the ball deep to right center field. That one, will it be caught? No, or will it be? It will be tagged and moving on to third base. Graybeck was fighting out to Scott. Scott making a huge play in right center field, and Scott getting up slowly. That could have been a double. Instead, it ends up as moving the runner over to third base. As Diaz tags up and goes, Graybeck hit it deep, and Scott making a huge play in center field to get that. So Sean Scott keeping things alive for Chico. As the Pioneers hit the ball hard recently over these last couple of three innings, the Pioneers have hit some line drives right at defenders, and it's been great defensive play to do it. Joe Trippi at the plate. Trippi lined out to the shortstop. His last time up, he had two singles. His first two times up, drove in a run in the first inning. Trippi into the stretch. The pitch to Trippi, breaking pitch up high, ball one. It was a case of Trippi almost getting the single his last time up. But it was a line drive that Cooper had to lunge for and backhanded. So a lot of those line drives by the Pioneers, right of fielders. The pitch holds up, down low and inside, ball two. 2-0 count. 2-0 count to Joe Trippi. Tim Belk waiting on deck. The appeal down the third baseline. Chico thought that they might have had a strike on that, and instead it's still a 2-0 count to Joe Trippi. Bottom of the sixth inning, Pioneers with a potential tying run at third base. And Chico just holding the Pioneers at bay right now. 2-0 pitch to Trippi. That one's way up high. Ball three. 3-0 count to Joe Trippi. Trippi likely to be taking this time? You're never quite sure. This time of the ball game, Trippi's been swinging the bat well for the last two ball games. Does he take this time? Into the pitch. Up high. Ball four. So that's a base on balls, and Trippi is on at first base. Over at third is Freddy Diaz. On at first is Joe Trippi and Tim Belk, who had an RBI single in the second inning. Has flied out twice. Let's see, the discussion goes now to what to do with Tim Belk. Belk at the plate, two outs. Zion Pioneers trying to tie the ball game. It's a 6-5 lead for the Chico Heat. Just a reminder, we'll make the selection of the Red Dirt Shirt Dirty Player of the Game, the player whose uniform is the dirtiest for the right reason. Joe Trippi was our man last night, by the way, for his play on the infield and all around. And in the outfield, did an outstanding job. We'll make that selection again. That's sponsored by the original Red Dirt Shirt Company, where winners wear dirt and the losers eat dirt, where it was strength, power, and respect for the land. The Red Dirt Shirt Company will make that selection of the dirty player of the game. Last night it was Trippi, and he did an excellent job. 4-for-4 plus a base on balls. Trippi now on at first base. Over at third base is Freddy Diaz. The advantage now for Chico is you have the potential force out at second base if needed. Tim Belk, 1-for-3. He drove in the fifth in what has been so far the final run for the Zion Pioneers. Man at third base, man at first base. Does Trippi break this time? Into the stretch, Trippi does not. The pitch, breaking pitch for a strike. Big overhand curveball. It's been the slow curveballs by Reese Borges that has been a key in this ball game for the Chico Heat. Borges has not leaned on his fastball nearly as much. It's been the breaking pitch and the changeups. Borges into the stretch. Curveball way inside. Ball one. 1-1 count to Tim Belk. Rob McCall waiting on deck. Two outs. Potential tying run is at third base, but unless you get him home, it isn't a tying run. Freddy Diaz over there. Trippi at first base. Bottom of the sixth inning. 1-1 count to Tim Belk. Into the stretch. Looking at third. Back to the plate. The pitch. Hard hit ground ball, but foul. It's a 1-2 count. So Belk trying to keep this one alive. Belk normally makes contact. Is he a suspect of a possible strikeout? Yeah, it can happen. But he generally makes good contact for the, among the sluggers, he generally has the best contact consistency. 1-2 count to Tim Belk. Fans kind of quiet right now, kind of nervous on this one. 1-2 count. Back to the plate. The pitch, way up high, ball two. 2-all, 2 strikeout to Tim Belk. As the Zion Pioneers, down by one run. Potential tying run at third base. The potential go-ahead run is at first base, but there's two outs right now, and it's a 2-2 count to Belk. Diaz, who had the leadoff single. The pitch, that's a line drive to left field. Tie ball game. Headed around second, headed to third is Trippi. Trippi is going to try to score all the way from first base. The throw coming to the plate. Trippi has taken the lead. Two-run double by Tim Belk. Line drive to left center field. In comes Diaz. In comes Trippi. The Zion Pioneers lead by a 7-6 margin on a two-run single by Tim Belk. Belk with runs batted in, number 2 and 3 in this ball game. And the Pioneers now have the lead. Just what Borges wanted to get out of. And that may be a key. Borges gets stronger as the game goes on, but now he's on the short side of a 7-6 ball game. Rod McCall, a two-run double his first time up, flied out to right field and lined into a double play. He's hit the ball pretty well. Might have hit it out of the ballpark in right field, but it was in a little bit off of the fat part of the bat. Breaking pitch outside, ball one. McCall, you can see a little more excitement for McCall as he comes to the plate. Two runs in here in the sixth inning. The Pioneers now with a 7-6 lead. McCall at the plate. Man on at second. Tim Belk with that two-run double. Back to the plate. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike one. 1-1 count. So two runs batted in to Belk. He had four last night. He has three tonight. What a tremendous effort in this postseason, in this series, for Tim Belk. And he isn't the only one for the Pioneers who's been hitting well. And if you want to look at the Chico Heat, you can say the same thing. There have been a lot of good hitters there, too. A 1-1 pitch. That one's a line drive down the left field line. Hooking, it will drop foul. 1-2 count. So two outs. The two-run double by Tim Belk has taken a one-run deficit and made it a one-run lead for the Zion Pioneers. What a ball game. And it's only the bottom of the sixth inning. The Zion Pioneers are here. The Dixie College Rebels football team will follow this. We'll see how long this one goes and see what happens from there. A lot of the fans here will be at Dixie College to watch that game tonight, too. The pitch way inside, ball two. 2-2 count. It was actually more inside than it looked, as Rod McCall has a tendency to stride towards home plate. He begins with the open stance, and at 6'7", he is a big lefty hitter. 2-2 count to Rod McCall. Belk on at second base, into the stretch. Back to the plate. The pitch, that's a hard-hit ground ball to the second baseman. Up and throwing him out at first base is Lance Downing. That ends the inning, but McCall pulls it hard in that inning. Two huge runs on a total of two huge hits, no errors, and one man left on base. At the end of six, the Zion Pioneers now own a 7-6 lead over the Chico Heat. Back with the top of the seventh inning after this timeout.
Most of us take...
I'm in for Wendy's Taco Salad. It's a salad with some meat to it.
Zion Pioneers have gone from a 6-5 deficit to a 7-6 lead. As we're going to the top of the seventh inning, it's going to be key ball players again. These two teams not giving up on each other. Each one of them coming wholeheartedly against each other, because for Chico, this could be the last game of the year. For the Zion Pioneers, if they win, it is the last game of the year for both of them. For Chico, they need to come up with a win and force the fifth and final game for both of these teams. No question, Monday night's game would be the final. And both of these teams would be two wins into this championship series. What a matchup between two excellent ball clubs. Both giving their heart, working very hard. Top of the seventh inning, you're talking about the 4, 5, 6 hitters due up. Ray Brown, Tim Cooper, Bo Dirkak. It was Brown's home run in the top of the fifth inning that untied and gave Chico their first lead since they led 1-0. That took a 5-5 ball game and made it 6-5 as Brown hit it to dead center field. Chico has had two home runs tonight, the solo shot by Gennaro in the third and this solo shot by Brown in the fifth. Jeremy Thomas facing Brown. He's 1-for-3 on the day. Curveball for a strike. Got it in there. Ray Brown grounded out to the pitcher his first time up. He turned out to be the first out in that first inning. Grounded out to the shortstop and then the solo home run. 1-for-3 on the day. Brown outstanding hitter. The pitch inside. Ball one. 1-1 count. For Thomas, who has struggled a little bit with control, he walked a one-out guy. Buck McNabb then gave up the little single to Sean Scott in the sixth inning before the double play pulled the Pioneers out of that sixth inning without a run scored by Chico. A 1-1 count to Ray Brown. Thomas back to the plate. The pitch, breaking pitch. Is it a foul ball or not? The appeal is, First base, the batter thought that he had been hit by the pitch. Let's see if he is going to be hit by the pitch, or is it going to be a foul ball? It might be ball two. Brown thought that he was hit by a pitch, a curveball, and Charlie Kerfeld is out to talk right now with the home plate umpire. Dan Perugini is the home plate umpire, and that's the discussion right now, and Kerfeld is really upset. He thought that Brown had been hit by the pitch. if it is a 2-1 count, or is it a foul ball? That's the discussion right now. Jeremy Thomas standing off the mound. Yeah, you have the potential tying run at home plate, or is he on? Looking at that right now, they want to take a look to see if he was, if there was a bounce off of the shoe, and I don't think that is going to be hit by a pitch. Brown thought that he was hit by the pitch. Instead, it's a 2-1 count to Ray Brown. Brown, who tossed his bat away, thinking he was going to go to first base. It was a curveball down and in, and the umpire says, no, it is not a hit-by-pitch situation. And Charlie Kerfeld is upset about that. He came out to talk to the home plate umpire. There hasn't been that much argument from either of the managers throughout this series. But obviously the pressure is on for both of these managers, and especially for Charlie Kerfeld right now, with the Pioneers owning a 2-1 lead, or a 2-1 advantage in this best-of-five series. A pitch, up high, ball three, 3-1 count to Ray Brown. Brown hit a 1-2 pitch out of this ballpark, the wind blowing a little bit towards right center field right now, and Brown, an excellent hitter, and he had most of his home runs against the Pioneers. The pitch, swung on and missed on the sinker, strike two. Jeremy Thomas, a little warm-up action in the bullpen right now as the Zion Pioneers have the full bullpen down there. They can use anybody today. Mike Smith would be the scheduled starter tomorrow. He's the only one and will not pitch today. The curveball, that's a little line drive towards left field going over. It's trippy to grab that one. So a little fly ball to left field. That is out number one. And Brown, who thought he was going to be on by getting hit by the pitch, instead is out number one. Tim Cooper at the plate. Cooper was the last batter faced by Nate Yeske, as he had the double off the center field fence, and Cooper got as far as third base, ready to score, make it a 2-run lead instead of a 1-run lead. But that's where it ended up. Cooper at the plate, and he has the double and three times up, 1-for-3. Cooper, an excellent ball player. And Jeremy Thomas trying to close down the Chico Heat. One out here on the top of the seventh inning. First pitch to Tim Cooper. That one's up high, ball one. One of the struggles that Jeremy Thomas is having right now, he's been a little bit wilder with some of the balls than he normally does. Good live right arm. Jeremy Thomas, former Snow College star. The pitch, that one is a slider on the inside corner. 1-1 count and a changeup, it looked like. A little something extra on that. Cooper takes that one. 1-1 count. Bo Dirkak waiting on deck. One out. Top of the seventh inning. 1-run lead by the Zion Pioneers. Back to Cooper. The pitch, that's a slider down low. Ball two. 2-1 count. As the Zion Pioneers try to keep a 1-run lead, nothing is huge in this ball game right now. It is a challenge for both sides. 2-1 count coming up to Cooper. Change up way up high, ball three. And so he's gone to a 3-1 count again. That was the way it was with Brown. Thomas has struggled with his control, especially from midseason on. That's when he started to have a little bit of a problem this year. 3-1 pitch coming up to Cooper. Back to the plate. That's ball four. Second base on balls that he's given up. He struck out one and has walked two, and that's the way it's been in the second half. So Cooper, the potential tying run on at first base. Bo Dirkak coming to the plate. Dirkak has walked, has grounded out, has flied out to the right fielder, flied out fairly deep to the right fielder. His last time out, that was enough to move Cooper from second to third base. That was the first batter that Thomas faced. So Dirkak facing Thomas for the second time. Mentioned Jeremy Thomas, former Snow College star. Then spent 2 years at BYU before signing with the Zion Pioneers last year. Thomas into the stretch. The pitch. Line drive out of the reach of the first baseman. McCall dives. It's going to be a base hit. Headed to third base is Tim Cooper. So it's a line drive single, and there's a potential tying run over at third. So Cooper goes to third. The line drive just out of the reach of a jumping Rod McCall. And that's the way things have been going for the Pioneers. Chico just getting it out of the reach of somebody. And the Zion Pioneers hitting some line drives right at the opponents. The potential tying run is on at third. The potential go-ahead run is at first base in Dirkak, and that's going to be it for Jeremy Thomas, who gave as much as he could. So with one out, runners at the corner, top of the seventh inning, Jeremy Thomas comes out, and we'll be back with the new starting lineup, or the new pitcher. It's a 7-6 lead for the Zion Pioneers, but Chico threatening here in the seventh, back after this timeout.
568 East St. George Boulevard in St. George, Avis Car Sales.
The challenge is there. Zion Pioneers leading by a 7-6 margin. The potential tying run is at third, but Tim Cooper, who walked and went to third on the line drive by Bo Durkak just out over the reach of a jumping Rod McCall. McCall a little frustrated, so frustrated that he's standing out behind second base right now talking with Brian Graybeck. McCall all 6 feet seven and Brian Graybeck, who's more like 5 feet eight. It's interesting to see the two of them standing together. Now the new pitcher, Mark Pesciotta. I pause for a moment. And you say, Mark Pesciotta? He's usually on in the eighth inning at the latest. Usually the ninth inning, maybe just for a batter or two to face, and that may be the case, maybe just a batter or two to face. Last night he came on, got the last out of the eighth inning, and then got the three strikeouts in the ninth inning after walking the leadoff batter, and able to get the win last night for the Zion Pioneers. Pesciotta now may be on for who knows how long. You're talking the seventh inning, his earliest appearance of the year for the Zion Pioneers. And he faces Kevin Clark, Lance Downing, and see what happens from there. Potential tying run at third base in Tim Cooper. And as this sun goes down, it becomes more of a problem for the left fielder and eventually for the third baseman in the shortstop and also for the center fielder to try to find his way. Kevin Clark at the plate. He has struck out twice, singled, and scored in the fourth inning. So he's one for three. Excellent right-handed hitter. Pesciotta into the stretch. Looks at first, looks at third, to the plate. A foul ball off to the right side. Clark got a good rip at that one, but fouled it off. One strike out. Clark, an excellent hitter, especially when he came to the Chico Heat early. His first week, he struggled with the bat. Then he got red hot to finish out the first half of the season. Kevin Clark has been a tough one. He was with the Arizona Diamondbacks minor league organization. Men at the corners, the pitch. That one's hit in the air to deep center field. That should be enough to tie the ball game. Kalen Fold going back to get it, and that will bring Cooper home. Make it a 7-7 tie. So Clark doing what he needs to do with a sacrifice fly to center field. And just when you think you have everything wrapped up, Tim Cooper scores. As that base on balls becomes critical. It's a now 7-7 ball game on the run batted in on the sacrifice fly. So Kevin Clark has driven that one home, and the potential go-ahead run is still over at first base. Lance Downing at the plate. Downing has singled, has lined out to the second baseman his last time out, grounded out to the shortstop. Downing swinging the bat much better in this ball game than he did last night. He struggled last night, changed his number to number 33. Into the stretch, the pitch. That one's a line drive to center field, slipping and going down as Folds, and it'll fall as a base hit. Here has the potential tying run. Folds would have had it, and the go-ahead run is on. It's a matter of inches, and Chico has taken the lead. Lance Downing with a double for the RBI. That should have been an out. Folds, as he almost got there, had his feet slip out from under him, and so now you know that just by inches here or there, Chico has taken the lead by an 8-7 margin. And that will be an RBI double for Lance Downing. As Durkak came home on that one, and at the plate is Nate Brewers. That was an out all the way. And Folds, as he went after it, had his feet slip, and it fell just out of his reach and went for a double. It's an 8-7 lead for the Chico Heat. Chico not dying in this ball game. Neither is the Zion Pioneers. Pesciotta into the stretch, looks at second, to the plate, the curveball up high, ball one. Pesciotta has had some struggles against Chico until last night, but oftentimes it's been a case of a little line drive out of the reach here or something like that. That's where he's had his problems. He gave up his first run of the season at Chico. Into the stretch, Pesciotta back to the plate. The pitch, that's a curveball for a strike, big overhead curveball. 1-1 count to Brewers. Brewers is 1-for-3, had an RBI double in that fourth inning. Struck out, popped out to the shortstop. Inches out of being a tie ball game. That one should have been caught. And it ended up as a little reach just beyond the defender. 8-7 lead for Chico. Back to the plate. Way up high. Ball two. 2-1 count to Brewers. And it's been a case, an interesting case for Chico, but they have been a consistently winning ball club. The year that they won the championship was their worst regular season record. That was their first season in this league. 2-1 count to Brewers. Brewers, an excellent hitter. Man on at second base. The pitch to Brewers. A little ground ball grabbed by McCall. Drops it. Tries to shuffle it, and it'll be an error. First error of the ball game, and the inning is still alive. What is it about Chico right now where they get all of those little breaks, it seems? Downing over at third, and the inning is still alive. And Downing having a struggle. That was the first error in this ball game for the Zion Pioneers. First error in this part of the series. It is an 8-7 lead, and at the plate now is Buck McNabb. So the man at third is Downing, who had the double that was just out of the reach of the center fielder who slipped. The runner at first is Ruehrs, who is on now, and Rod McCall looked like he was going to have the good play and tried to hustle it, had it slip off his glove for an error. So men at the corners, it's an 8-7 lead for the Chico Heat. And at the plate right now is Buck McNabb. McNabb is 2-for-2, plus a walk, plus a sacrifice fly. Man at third is Downing. Man at first is Ruehrs. Into the stretch, Peixota comes to the plate. The pitch, that's a high ball one. And a very patient hitter. McNabb is going to take balls until he gets a pitch he can swing at. McNabb, excellent hitter. He has been a good one this year for the Chico Heat. Gotten some key runs batted in. The fans, obviously, for the Pioneers are quieter. The Chico Heat fans are loving this right now, as every break seems to be going right there. Pickoff over first, back in is Ruehrs. So two runs in this inning. That was enough to give the lead, and this inning is not dead yet. Chico with an opportunity to get more runs if they can. Heath Hayes out to talk with his pitcher. Peixota brought on, good possibility of getting out of this inning, and it looked like he was going to. Now, initially, that sacrifice fly by Clark, who did an excellent job to drive it deep, that tied the ball game. And what could have been a tie ball game right now has changed. Men at the corners. Over at third, Lance Downing. Over at first is Nate Ruehrs. And the man at the plate with a 1-0 count is Buck McNabb, who usually, not always, but usually ends up ahead on the count. 1-0 count to McNabb. Peixota comes to the plate. The pitch, a little ground ball up the middle, backhanded by Grayback, hooks it to Diaz at second to get the third out to retire the side. So it'll be a fielder's choice as Grayback, great backhand, got the runner at second base on the little hook to the shortstop, but not before the damage took place in that inning. Two runs on a total of two base hits, one error, and two men left on base. At the end of 6.5 innings, Chico has the lead again by an 8-7 margin. Back with the bottom of the 7th inning after this timeout.
Hey, a Redison in the White Pages.
Zion Pioneers with a wild time to face right now as the new pitcher on for the Chico Heat. As Borges ended up throwing a lot of pitches in this inning. But they have Eric Bennett on as the new relief pitcher. Eric Bennett, who has been the top relief pitcher of the year for the Chico Heat. And Bennett, now with a one-run lead, has a chance to get the save. Bottom of the 7th inning, it's Heath Hayes, D.G. Nelson, and Robert Murrow due up. So it's a case of just inches out of the reach, and Chico now with that 8-7 lead. Bottom of the 7th inning, Hayes, Nelson, and Murrow due up. The first pitch by Bennett, that's a strike on that outside corner. Bennett will give you lots of lifting of the leg, and just suddenly the ball you'll see coming out of his hand at the last few moments, as he is extremely tough to deal with. Heath Hayes at the plate. 0-for-3 on the day. The pitch, that is a line drive, one bounce off of Cooper. He's on at first base, making a big turn at second, and that's going to go as a line drive single instead of an error, as Hayes hit a bullet. Cooper had it right there, but it took a wicked bounce and went off his glove and into shallow center field. So it may be a case of inches once again. Hayes out at first base. That's his first hit of this ball game, and D.G. Nelson at the plate. Nelson has been hit by a pitch, has an infield single, and last time up, doubled to right center field. Eric Bennett, by far and away, the best relief pitcher in terms of closing things down for the Chico Heat. And the manager right now wanting to get Bennett to close this down and have a Monday night to play. That's the only way Chico's going to win the championship. The Pioneers want to get at least the tie run back. The pitch, foul, straight back, strike one. For fans, Eric Bennett spent his early part of his career with the Minnesota Twins and was also briefly with the California Angels. But if you're talking about ties in the Beehive State, some of his best AAA career was with the Salt Lake Buzz. So you're talking Eric Bennett now with Chico, who pitched very well for the Salt Lake Buzz and later with the Minnesota Twins. Bennett into the stretch. One strike pitch. That one's a little ground ball hit towards the shortstop. Cooper to second for one. On to first. There's the double play. Try to hold up and just what Bennett wanted to get. The double play. Short to second to first. And so things that look like they're just out of reach sometimes end up with the Pioneers hitting some sharp balls. That one wasn't hit that sharp, right at somebody. So that's out. Taking care of that, the leadoff man was on in that hard-hit single. Bottom of the seventh inning, Robert Murrow at the plate. Flight out to left field his first time up. Came up as a pinch hitter. Bennett, first pitch. That one is hit fairly high, but not that deep. Back to the warning track, and it's a home run! Just kept going! Robert Murrow, it looked like it was going to be against the fence and just kept going. You have an 8-8 ball game. Solo home run by Robert Murrow. So Eric Bennett, the ace of the staff, relief pitching, now has given up some tough, tough hits. And this won the tie ball game. There will not be a loss to Jeremy Thomas. There will not be a win for Reese Borges, who struggled and kept battling the Zion Pioneers. It is now an 8-8 ball game here in the bottom of the seventh inning. By the way, I'm not sure. I know we were going to have the Dixie College football game immediately following this, and I'm not sure how we're going to match this up. It's going to be getting very close. Eastern Arizona tonight. The pitch swung on and missed strike one. 1-1 count to Freddy Diaz. Diaz 2-for-3 on the night, has a single and a double. Each time he's gotten on, he's come around to score. It's an 8-8 tie. Robert Merle, who did not start today because of injury problems, gets the two-out home run that just kept carrying and carrying over the left field fence. And fans loving this one. The pitch, 1-1 pitch, hit fairly deep to right field. Back goes the right fielder. Freddy Diaz has a home run. Back-to-back home runs off the ace relief pitcher for the Chico Heat. Freddy Diaz southpaws that one over the right field fence. It is a 9-8 lead for the Zion Pioneers. And Diaz, with his third hit of the game, comes in across the plate, steps on the plate, bends over, picks up his bat, and carries it back to the dugout. Just an amazing situation. Back-to-back home runs. And believe it or not, Kalen Folds at the plate, who is 3-for-4. What a matchup. Neither of these teams gives up against the other. Neither of these teams will roll over and die. And whoever wins this championship, whether the Pioneers win today or Pioneers or Chico win on Monday, it's going to be a great situation. Pitch down low, ball one, as these two teams have gone head-to-head against each other, and neither will roll over and die. Kalen Folds at the plate. The Pioneers with two runs here in the seventh on back-to-back solo home runs. One ball count to Folds. Back to the plate. Curveball. Big overhand. Curveball inside. Ball two. 2-0 count. We'll try to give you some information on the Dixie College football team, too, on this. The pitch, that's a strike right at the knees. 2-1 count. Folds with two outs. Mike McGarry is just over there. I'm over here. He's over there. Not very far away. Getting ready to broadcast the football game tonight. The pitch, pitch inside. Ball three. 3-1 count. So Mike is getting, obviously, he's getting excited. This should be a great game tonight for the Dixie State College Rebels. Got to get used to it. Dixie State College, that's the new thing this year. The pitch, that's a call strike two. Count has gone full. Two outs. Heath Hayes hit a hard hit line drive that went off the shortstop. He got on, then the double play by Nelson. Back to the plate, 3-2 pitch. That one's hit in the air to fairly decent center field, but Scott right there in left center to grab it for the third out to retire the side. So would you believe it? The Zion Pioneers, two runs on a total of three hits. No errors, and nobody left on base. We've gone through seven complete, and it's a 9-8 lead for the Zion Pioneers. Back with the top of the eighth inning after this timeout.
Hey, Boulevard in St. George, Avis Car Sales.
Talk about a wild ball game. I mean, two teams that just will not give up on each other. The Zion Pioneers and the Chico Heat. Top of the eighth inning. Peixota is going to stay on. He's facing Sean Scott, Brad Gennaro, Ray Brown. You're talking three outstanding hitters. It's now a 9-8 lead for the Zion Pioneers after Chico came back and took an 8-7 lead over the Zion Pioneers. That was after the Pioneers took a 7-6 lead after a 5-5 tie was broken with a solo home run by Brown, making it 6-5. Then the Pioneers got a 7-6 lead. Chico came right back with the two runs in the seventh inning to make it an 8-7 lead. And the Pioneers with two outs, back-to-back home runs by Merle and Diaz, and it's a 9-8 lead for the Pioneers. Sean Scott at the plate. He is 3-for-4. The first pitch by Peixota. Ground ball hits sharply towards Grayback. A short hop, and he gets the man at first base. So it's a case of how many outs Pioneers with a narrow, ever so narrow, one-run lead. How many outs can the Pioneers get? They need five outs without a run scoring. That's the no question right now. Brad Gennaro, who has a solo home run and an RBI double, fouled out to the catcher and then hit it into a sharp double play to end the sixth inning. It wasn't that he didn't hit it hard. It was a great play by Grayback, and Gennaro was the last man. That closed off that sixth inning. What could have been a go-ahead run at that point. Into the stretch, Peixota to the plate. The pitch down low, ball one to Gennaro. Gennaro with two home runs, one yesterday, one today in this postseason. So it's going to be tough. We're not going to have much of a post-game interview. We may have to join Mike McGarry in progress as Dixie State College is playing Eastern Arizona. Back to the plate. Swung on and missed a hard overhand curveball. Strike one. 1-1 count to Brad Gennaro. And who knows, sometimes innings end in a hurry and sometimes they go forever. We'll keep you updated on the Dixie State College Eastern Arizona football game if there is an overlap here. Peixota into the stretch. The pitch, that one is a ground ball hit sharply to Graybeck. Comes up with a hard bounce, and Graybeck gets the assist. Man's loving that one. So two up and two down, and Ray Brown at the plate. Brown had that key home run to give Chico their second lead of the ball game. Chico was leading 1-0 at the end of the top half of the first inning, but it was Brown that drove the home run in the fifth inning that broke the tie and made it a 6-5 ball game. Brown grounded out twice, flied out his last time, hit it hard right at the left fielder. It wasn't like it was a cheap hit, but he flied out that time. 9-8 lead for the Zion Pioneers. Brown at the plate. Peixota to the plate to pitch one, to pitch down low, ball one. Mark Peixota, Zion Pioneers with a one-run lead. If they end up losing this, the final game for both of these teams, no question, will be Monday. Pioneers, if they win this, this is the end of the postseason, and the Pioneers will win this. But Chico, knowing full well they have to get the win today, no choice. If they want to win this championship, they have to get the win today. The plate. The pitch just misses down low. It's a 2-0 count to Ray Brown. Brown, a very patient hitter. Brown, excellent power. Solid left-handed hitter, and he has been, this is his first year in independent league baseball. He has done an outstanding job. Peixota, 2-0 count to Brown. Two outs here in the top of the eighth inning. Peixota back to the plate. The pitch way up high, ball three. Peixota has had a little more problems in postseason with bases on balls. He has walked more than he has struck out until last night. In fact, he hadn't struck out a batter in postseason until last night. Back to the plate. The pitch, that one's a slider, ball four. Now you're talking two outs, the potential tying run at first, and Tim Cooper, the potential winning run or go-ahead run at the plate. Cooper has a double so far, has flied out to the center fielder, has fouled out to the first baseman, and walked in the seventh inning. Ended up as the tying run. That base on balls was critical. Jeremy Thomas, who had been showing a little more control, ended up with a base on balls that time, and Cooper ended up as the tying run. And then Chico went ahead by a run. Into the stretch, Peixota looks at first to the plate. The pitch up high, ball one. So that's five straight balls that's been thrown by Peixota. Peixota usually an inning in a third, an inning in two-thirds, and apparently we have some music that's being played right now, and the umpire has called a stop for just a moment. Zion Pioneers leading by a 9-8 margin. It's the top of the eighth inning. Into the stretch, Peixota comes to the plate. The pitch just outside. That's ball two. Six straight balls thrown by Mark Peixota. Zion Pioneers with a narrow one-run lead. The question is how much strength is left for Peixota, who normally just pitches an inning or two at the most. 2-0 count to Cooper. Back to the plate. The pitch up high, ball three. Bo Durkak waiting on deck. So Peixota has thrown seven straight wide pitches. With two outs, the base on balls to Brown is the potential tying run, is it? First, the potential winning run, or go-ahead run anyway. It's a little bit too early to talk about when. Is at the plate. 3-0 pitch to Cooper. Peixota back to the plate. That one is a strike all the way. Brought it right in there. So it's a 3-1 count. Cooper may be very patient right now. Looking down at third base, do you put the hit on? Do you start the runner just in case? Peixota, first strike he's thrown in eight pitches. 3-1 pitch to Cooper. Back to the plate. The pitch, that one is popped in the air, foul. Out of play, it'll drift out of play, and McCall on the dead run trying to get there and just run out of play. McCall has worked so hard at first base. It's been amazing. He's been an excellent first baseman, but in this postseason, McCall just giving his heart. Yesterday he did, and even though he did commit the error this time, it was almost like he was trying too hard on that one error situation. That helped set up the go-ahead run in the seventh inning. Chico not rolling over and dying by any means. They have a 3-2 count. Brown on at first base. You know the runner is going to be going. Cooper, who is very patient at the plate, and Peixota trying to get the out if he can. Potential tying run is at first. The potential go-ahead run at the plate. The Pioneers with a 9-8 lead. Top of the eighth inning. Peixota into the stretch. Looks at Cooper. Comes to the plate. There goes the runner. That's it. Deep to left field. That is going to be at the fence and a home run. So there it is. Just when you think you have it, Tim Cooper hits the two-run home run. And now it's a 10-9 lead for the Chico Heat. So he got that one up. And Peixota, who just doesn't give up home runs, now is on the short side. It's a 10-9 ball game with Chico out in front. Neither of these teams will give up. Now the Zion Pioneers are down by one, and at the plate, Bo Durkak. Durkak, who was singled in three times up and had a base on balls in this first time up. So it's the two-run home run. Peixota, who has been hit harder by Chico than any other team. Peixota, who picked up the win yesterday, now frustrated, as he could be the loser in this one. But this game is not over. Peixota into the stretch. The pitch, that one is a curveball for ball one. One ball count. Peixota, a little frustrated, had a case of wildness, walked Brown. If he gets the ground out for Brown, looked like he was in control in the eighth inning. It's a two-run home run by Cooper. Into the stretch, the one ball count. That one's a strike right in there. 1-1 count. Durkak, a very patient hitter. Chico would like to have more than a one-run lead right now. Pioneers have their work cut out for them to try to get back in this ball game, as they're down by one now, 10-9. Into the stretch, Peixota comes to the plate. The pitch, ground ball hit sharply. Backhanded by Graybeck, throws the first for the third out to retire the side, but not before two-run score. Two runs on a total of just one hit. No errors and nobody left on base. We've gone 7.5 innings. The Chico Heat now lead the Zion Pioneers by a 10-9 margin. Back with the bottom of the eighth inning after this timeout.
568 East St. George Boulevard in St. George, Avis Car Sales.
Zion Pioneers trailing by a 10-9 margin. It seems like one team gets the lead, then the other gets the lead, and it's going to be at the bottom of the eighth inning. The Pioneers are hoping to get the lead, and Eric Bennett, who pitched well normally and gave up the back-to-back home runs, he has been excellent. His idea now for his manager is to close this thing down. Keep the Pioneers scoreless in this inning and in the ninth inning. They've got to get six outs to get the victory. 10-9 lead for the Chico Heat over the Zion Pioneers. Graybeck, Brian Graybeck, Joe Trippi, and Tim Belk, all to face Eric Bennett. So you're talking the top two relief pitchers. The one, Eric Bennett for the Chico Heat, the pitch to Graybeck. That's a big curveball for a strike. And the top relief pitcher in terms with Peixota for the Zion Pioneers. One strike count to Brian Graybeck, the lead off the bottom of the eighth. The ground ball hit sharply foul just outside of third base. It's an 0-2 count. For Durkak, he was not playing close, anticipating that he needed to protect the foul line, and so he was very close. Earlier in the game, that one could have been a single if it was fair. But it was just foul enough that it was out of his reach. If it was fair, he would have had the backhand. It's becoming more of a sun glare now for the left fielder, the shortstop, and the third baseman. 0-2 count to Brian Graybeck. Bennett into the stretch. The pitch to Graybeck. That is a pitch in the dirt and right to the backstop. 1-1 count. A 1-2 count, I should say. Joe Trippi waiting on deck. Then Tim Belk due up in this inning. Then the Chico Heat will try to get more if they can next inning. The Pioneers can get the lead now. Then they'll be trying to get three outs and close this thing down. A lot of fans will be going over to the Dixie State College game, and we'll be joining that in a few minutes. The pitch, line drive, hard hit, one bounce off the chest of Cooper, bobbles it. Hard hit, line drive, and that'll be an error on Cooper. It took a wicked hop, but it was right off his chest. And so Cooper commits the error. That's the second error of the ball game for the Chico Heat. And it wasn't because he was not playing well. It just had a wicked hop and hit him right in the chest. At the plate, Joe Trippi. Bennett has to be frustrated. Bennett, you wouldn't think, would give up many home runs. He gave up two last inning. He gave up five during the entire season. Joe Trippi at the plate. Trippi has walked. He's lined out to the shortstop. He has two singles, including an RBI single. Now he's start dropping bunts. Third baseman Durkak in very close at third. Man on at second, or at first, is Graybeck with that hard hit ground out. Trippi around the bunt, the pitch called, ball just up high, ball one. It was over the corner, but just a little high from being a bunt situation. One ball count to Trippi. Graybeck, not the huge speed that you would like to have out in front if you're the Zion Pioneers fan, That's in a little bit of an advantage for Chico. He has decent speed, but not huge speed. Trippi is a faster runner. One ball count to Joe Trippi. Nobody out. Man on at first base. It's a one-run lead. Around the bump. The pitch outside. Ball two. Pull the bat right back. Trippi with that third baseman coming in as Durkak was charging. I know the Dixie State College football team with Arizona Western. That game is going to begin shortly. We won't have much of a post game, just a brief wrap-up, and that's going to be it. So we can get to that broadcast. The pitch inside. No, called strike. Joe Trippi thought that it was inside, and he was close, but the home plate umpire said that just got the corner. So it's a 2-1 count. Randy Wilstead, the third base coach, who will not be coaching Dixie College baseball this year because he is the new Dixie State College softball coach. He is the new head coach. Congratulations to him, by the way. 2-1 count to Joe Trippi. Man on, nobody out. It was the error that allowed Graybeck to get on. It was a tough call, strike one, but the home plate umpire said it got the corner. 2-1 count. Do you go for the bunt? There goes the runner. The pitch, line foul, deep down the right field line, but way out in front of it. So Graybeck was sent on a steal situation. It's now a 2-2 count. So Graybeck will retreat to first base. Talk about tension. That's what happens in these postseason games. It gets that way late. It's like for those who are football fans waiting to get the Dixie State College game. When you get to that, every football game has great intensity. But when you get to that ball game at the end of the year, you notice how the intensity gets deeper? This is the baseball equivalent here. 2-2 count, back to the plate. Breaking pitch popped in the air towards the third baseman. Graybeck will hustle back, a little pop-up, so Trippi is out number one. Man on at first base. Pioneers trailing by one, and Tim Belk coming to the plate. The Belk has flied out to right, flied out to left, but the key is he has an RBI single in the second inning, and his two-run double in the sixth inning gave the Pioneers the lead after they had been trailing. So Belk, 2-for-4 on the night, facing Eric Bennett. Belk and Bennett did a lot of playing at AAA baseball. Both of them have had moments at the major league level, so you're talking two excellent, excellent baseball players right now. One out, man at first. The pitch to Belk, that's a slider for a strike. So Bennett has settled down since giving up those back-to-back home runs in the seventh inning. It's becoming more of a glare right now. The left fielder has to look into the sun. It's still a problem for the shortstop and the third baseman. One strike count to Tim Belk. Pickoff over at first and back in easily is Graybeck. So Eric Bennett, former Salt Lake baseball pitcher when he was in the Twins organization. So it isn't strange for him to be in Utah. A little bit strange to be in Southwest Utah. The pitch, that one's down low. Ball one. 1-1 count. Started the swing, held up. The appeal was down to the first base umpire who said, nope, he didn't go around. 1-1 count to Tim Belk. A great matchup between two excellent baseball teams. Two top teams on the air. 10-9, the lead for Chico right now. One out. Bottom of the eighth inning. Into the stretch. Bennett back to the plate. Swings and misses. Tried to hold up and was fooled by the slow curveball. 1-2 count. Rod McCall waiting on deck. The bat ended up almost with shortstop Tim Cooper. Tim Belk not playing in the outfield right now because of his throwing arm problems. At the end of the season, he's going to have some medical treatment on that. And as I talked with him last night, if you were listening to the postgame show, it sure sounds like Tim wants to continue to play baseball. Even though he also works in Scholastics as a teacher during the off-season for baseball. 1-2 count to Tim Belk. Graybeck on at first base. Bennett into the stretch. The pitch. That one's a hard-hit ground ball to the second baseman. Off the glove of Johnson. Headed to third base is Graybeck. And let's see if that's going to go as an error. It is. So back-to-back errors is Belk. Johnson trying to get that one. Belk hit it sharply, and it went off the glove of the second baseman. So on at third is Graybeck. On at second is Belk, and both of the runners are on by way of errors. Graybeck, the potential tying run. Only one out. Rod McCall at the plate. McCall had a two-run double in the first inning, has lined out, flied out to right field, and grounded out to the second baseman. So it's McCall versus Eric Bennett. probably they played against each other several times at AAA baseball. Rod McCall at the plate, the potential tying run at third, the potential go-ahead run at first, and both of them on by way of errors. First pitch to Rod McCall, swung on and missed, strike one. So it's a case of Bennett right now trying to keep the Pioneers from scoring. If the Pioneers tie this ball game, there's definitely a ninth inning. There was, no matter what happens, there's definitely going to be a ninth inning unless the Pioneers take the lead. Rod McCall, one strike count on him. One out, two runners on by way of errors to the plate. The pitch chased and missed, strike two. Slow curveball just outside, and McCall having to reach for that one. McCall will guess, and Bennett trying to take advantage. The advantage now belongs to Bennett, and Rod McCall has his work cut out for it. It is not an automatic situation, no matter what. Rod McCall at the plate. Tim Belk at first, over at third is Graybeck. 0-2 pitch, back to the plate, way up high, ball one. 1-2 count to Rod McCall. One of the things that begins to take place now is many pitchers, after being ahead on the count, an 0-2 count to McCall, will then try to nibble, and that's the question. McCall's also gone down swinging before. 1-2 count to Rod McCall. Belk at first, Graybeck at third, back to the plate, inside, ball two. It looked like it was more inside than it actually was. McCall a little bit off stride. It wasn't that much off the inside part of the plate. It's a 2-2 count to McCall. Belk with that sharply hit ground ball. And that's been part of the struggle for the Chico Heat right now. The 2-2 pitch chases and misses that strike three. That one was down in the dirt, and McCall fooled on that one. So Bennett had McCall and got him. Heath Hayes coming to the plate now. Hayes just 1-for-4, but his last hit was a line shot that ricocheted off of Cooper. Potential tying run at third. Potential go-ahead run at first. But there are two outs. And if any runs score, these will not be earned runs against Bennett. Neither are the runners on, and there's two outs. Zion Pioneers trying to get even. It's a 10-9 lead for the Chico Heat. Bennett to the plate. Swung out and missed strike one. Had a little bit of a slider on that one. And Hayes not timing it well. Hayes always a potential strikeout. He struck out a lot of times this year. Heath Hayes, now the catcher, 1-for-4. Runners at the corners, two outs, bottom of the eighth inning. One strike count to Hayes, back to the plate. Swung on and missed strike two, and so Bennett doing an excellent job of coming back against this one. You have to anticipate that Bennett will be the pitcher in the eighth inning, or in the ninth inning, if the Pioneers do not tie this ball game or do not get the lead here. 0-2 count. A lot of tension among the fans. A lot of these fans here will be going to see the Dixie State College game. There goes the runner, having a potential pickoff, and Belk goes to second base. The question is, do you give him a stolen base or not? They will. That's one of those options, whether you give him a stolen base or not. That rattles Bennett just a little bit. 0-2 count, first base is open. And if Hayes, interesting little bit of strategy. Belk took off in the stretch, trying to force the throw if he could. Then if he throws, then Graybeck has a chance to score the tying run. 0-2 count to Hayes. Bennett back to the plate. That one's in the dirt. Ball one. Great block by Clark. If that gets beyond, Graybeck has a chance to score. It was in the dirt and outside. Clark doing a great job of trying to block that one. 1-2 count to Heath Hayes. Belk at second. Graybeck at third. Back to the plate. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike three. And down goes Hayes. In that inning, no runs on no hits. Two errors and two men left on base. We've gone through eight. There will be a ninth and a bottom of the ninth. It's a 10-9 lead for the Chico Heat. Back with the top of the ninth inning after this timeout.
You're a landscaper.
Zion Pioneers trailing by a 10-9 margin. They had the opportunity, but not because of great hits, because of the errors in the bottom of the eighth inning. Mark Fashoda, who is continuing to pitch. It was a heartbreaking situation in the eighth inning on the two-run home run by Cooper that gave the Chico Heat a 10-9 lead. That's heartbreaking for the Zion Pioneers fans. For all the Chico Heat fans here, they're loving it right now because they have a chance to be back on Monday. And the Pioneers have to lose today for the Chico Heat to have the title on Monday. If it gets to that, we'll be on the air. It'll be a 7 o'clock, roughly 7:05 first pitch. We'll be on the air, about 20 to quarter to 7 with the pregame on all of that. That's if this game does not end with the Pioneers winning. But right now, the Pioneers trailing by one run, 10-9. Mark Bichotta still on. He has the bottom third of the order. Kevin Clark, Lance Downing, and Nate Ruers, who are due up. Clark had the sacrifice fly in the seventh inning. That was a critical. Has a base hit also. That pitch in the dirt, ball one. One of the questions for the Pioneers right now is how much effort, how much strength is left for Bichotta? This is his longest effort this year. He's usually at the most two innings. He's already completed two innings, and this is his third. Bichotta into the stretch. One ball count to Clark. Back to the plate. That one swung on and missed. A foul tipped, I should say. Strike one. Good live fastball coming in. It's still a problem for the left field and a little bit for center field. It's kind of like the beginning of a ball game right now in terms of the area here. By the way, we have an update. It's just early, about 10 minutes left in the first quarter, and we understand that Dixie State College has taken a 6-0 lead over Eastern Arizona. Mike McGarry will have all of the play-by-play as soon as we get this one over with, and we'll be shifting to Dixie State College football. The pitch hit in the air and fairly deep to right center field. Going over is the center fielder Foles to grab it. So a long drive by Clark, but not quite to the running track. That is out number one. It was two outs in the eighth inning, and that's when the base on balls opened things up, and then the two-run home run by Cooper gave the lead for the Chico Heat. Lance Downing at the plate. Downing had an RBI double to give the Chico Heat a lead earlier, and it was a case of Foles just slipping. He would have had the flyout, and it would have been an even score at that point. But he also has a single. 2-for-4 on the night. Downing has done an outstanding job. Changed his number to 33 tonight. That's one he kind of leans towards a little, and he's won that during the year. One out. Top of the ninth for Bichotta. The pitch. That ground ball pull foul down the first baseline. One strike. A lot of fans have been walking back and forth between Dixie State College football game and here, and a lot of people came here, and of course those who are here to watch this game can go to this Dixie State College game, and they'll be joining it in progress. Now Dixie State has a 6-0 lead. Congratulations, by the way. Apparently there may have been a twist of the ankle on that foul ball. Downing steps aside for just a moment. Zion Pioneers Baseball is brought to you in part by Sage Outdoor Decor. In the tower at Ancestor Square, they're like chicken soup for the backyard soul. One of the fine sponsors of our broadcast. We appreciate them. Sage Outdoor Decor. To the plate, the pitch fouls straight back. It's an 0-2 count. So Bichotta, the idea he wants to have right now is to close off this ninth inning as a scoreless ninth and see if his team can at least tie the ball game or go into get the victory in the bottom of the ninth inning. The Pioneers have no choice. They've got to score one run. And if Chico scores any runs here in the top of the ninth, the Pioneers have to score as many runs, plus the one that they're behind right now, in order to force extra innings, or one more to get the win. It's going to be a challenge. 0-2 count to Downing. Bichotta back to the plate. The pitch swung on and missed. Dropped by the catcher. Hayes will throw to first base for the second out. And that was down in the dirt. So it'll go as a strikeout. Assist to Heath Hayes and the putout to Rod McCall. So that's two outs, and Nate Ruers at the plate. Ruers reached on an error in the seventh inning. That helped keep things going and keep the pressure on. Had a double, drove in a run, came around to score a run in that fourth inning. It struck out. He is 1-for-4. Ruers, pesky hitter, good hitter, well above 300 this year. Two outs. Bichotta working out of the stretch. They attempted the bunt, and the umpire says foul ball, strike one. Caught by Hayes. Yeah, you can catch those foul balls, but it isn't an out unless it is strike three. That's the way it works. One strike count to Ruers. Two outs, top of the ninth inning, 10-9 lead for the Chico Heat over the Zion Pioneers. Bichotta into the stretch. Murrow creeping up a little bit. The pitch way up high goes right through the catcher's mitt. 1-1 count. It was in the eighth inning. Two outs and suddenly wildness. Four straight balls thrown to Ray Brown. That put him on. And then Cooper, eventually on a 3-2 count, hit the two-run home run. And that's the difference in the ball game. The Pioneers ahead by one, now behind by one. And that's the way it stands right now. 1-1 count to Ruers. Bichotta trying to close off this ninth inning. Ruers is a very patient hitter. Bichotta to the plate. The pitch fouled straight back. And Bichotta now has a 1-2 count on him. Ruers, just a tremendous situation, as he is trying to keep this baseball alive, try to keep the contact going. He has hit the ball very well, and he is always a a challenge to try to get the outs. Not a slugger, although he did hit a home run here in this ballpark. 1-2 pitch inside, almost hit him. Skipped to the plate and backhanded by the catcher, Hayes. It's interesting to watch these ball clubs. Chico obviously with a little edge right now emotionally as they have the one-run lead. It's now down, no sun's in the eyes of anybody except a little bit of the left fielder as the sun is down. Back to the plate. Breaking pitch hit in the air to center field. Coming on is Foles to grab it for the third out to retire the side. Actually in right center field. And so at the 1-2-3, ninth inning. In that inning, no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We've gone through 8.5 innings. It's a 10-9 lead for the Chico Heat. We'll be back with the bottom of the ninth inning after this timeout.
68 East St. George Boulevard in St. George, Avis Car Sales.
Zion Pioneers trading by a 10-9 margin. They have three outs. That's what Chico wants to get. Eric Bennett, their ace releases leaf pitcher, trying to get the three outs without a run scoring. If one run scores, you go to the extra innings. If the Pioneers score two, that's it. And the Pioneers win the championship. Chico must get the outs without a run scoring, or at least without two runs scoring, in order to be playing Monday. And it comes down to the top two teams in the league as they will go against each other on Monday unless the Pioneers can get two runs. D.G. Nelson, Robert Merle, Freddie Diaz due up in this inning. D.G. Nelson is 2-for-3 on the night, had a double and then hit sharply. Well, not that sharply, but right into a double play after the leadoff single by Hayes in the seventh inning. D.G. Nelson facing Eric Bennett. The first pitch to Nelson, that is down low, ball one. So Eric Bennett, who has already had some outstanding pitching in this series, although he did give up the back-to-back home runs in the seventh inning and stood to be the potential loser. One ball count to D.G. Nelson. Nobody out, bottom of the ninth inning. The pitch to Nelson, that is a line drive to left center field. Nelson has a chance for a double. No, he's going to hold on. No, he's going to try to go to second base. Dives into second for a double. D.G. Nelson, a double to left center field as he hit the line drive, then forced the fly at second. Dive head first into second, and Kendrick Wallace in to run for him. Here comes Wallace. D.G. Nelson is on with a leadoff double. That is the potential tying run. And Robert Merle at the plate. Kendrick Wallace in to run. And the critical thing for the Zion Pioneers right now is to get the tying run home. The pinch runner is on. That is Kendrick Wallace. Robert Merle at the plate to hit a home run earlier today. Man at second, the pitch. Breaking pitch for a strike. One strike count. Unless Wallace scores, this is the end of the ball game. Nobody out. Leadoff hustle double by Nelson. Wallace now on at second base. One strike count to Merle. Bennett to the plate. The pitch in down low. Ball one. Clark, a great block to keep that one from going to the backstop. By the way, update. We'll be going to the Eastern Arizona Dixie State College game. It's now still 6-0 Dixie State College. Mike McGarry ready to bring you the play-by-play when whatever happens here ends. 6 minutes left in the first quarter over there. That's across the street that way. 1-1 count to Robert Merle. Man on at second. The potential tying run to the plate. That one's down low. Ball two. 2-1 count to Robert Merle. Freddie Diaz waiting on deck. Those three are definitely in. Nelson with a leadoff double, a huge double to left center field, and it was a hustle into a double. Potential tying run at second base. Nobody out. Bottom of the ninth inning. Bennett back to the play. Breaking pitch way up high. Ball three. And the crowd, many of the crowd here will immediately go to that Dixie State College game. So there's plenty of excitement right here between these two, the baseball field and the football field. Lots of fans loving both baseball and football this time of year. 3-1 count to Merle. Man on at second base. The pitch to Merle. That's a deep hit to left field. Back against the fence. Home run, Robert Merle. Robert Merle with a two-run home run. The Zion Pioneers, as soon as Merle touches third, he's turning third. Robert Merle coming to the plate. He has to step on the man on the plate. Robert Merle, home run complete. The Pioneers win. Two-run home run by Robert Merle. Just a tremendous shot. They just waited, and now there's a pileup at home plate. The Zion Pioneers are the 19, correction, the year 2000 champions of this league. Just a tremendous effort as Robert Merrill, who did not start because of injuries, got his two-run home run. There will not be a game Monday. Now, I've got to give a couple of awards. Merrill has it put on top of his teammates. Standing ovation by the fans. Charlie Kerfel coming out, giving a handshake and a hug to Mike Littlefield. It was not a case of Chico bowing on this one. Randy Wilstead over to shake hands with Charlie Kerfel. Great efforts by two tremendous teams, the Chico Heat and the Zion Pioneers. And the Zion Pioneers, the year 2000 champion. Standing ovation by all of the fans, still applauding. We'll be going to football in just a moment, but I've got to tell you a little bit more about this celebration taking place right now. A leadoff double by D.G. Nelson, the two-run home run by Robert Merrill, and that is it. The Zion Pioneers win by an 11-10 margin. And the Zion Pioneers, only their second season as the Pioneers. It was a Safford team. It was a team in Northern California early. We've got to wait for just a moment because I've got to tell you this. I know we've got to go to Dixie State College football, but the president of the league is out with the trophy and ready to bring out the team. The owners are here, and they are ready. And just about to present that. I've got to make a couple of selections real quick. We made the three guesses. We'd make a selection of the Zion Sports Medicine Offensive Player of the Game. Three guesses. Robert Merrill with the home run. Robert Merrill with the two-run home run. The season's most valuable player. Robert Merrill has to be our Zion Sports Medicine Offensive Player of the Game. And obviously with those two home runs, the two-run shot, three runs batted in on the night, he has to be the man, and he's going to be that. As far as our Red Dirt Shirt Company Dirty Player of the Game, the one that hustled and worked so hard, oh, boy, we have choices on that. But I think what we will do in case of that, we could give a lot of them. Let's see if we can get the discussion right now. We've got to hear this. Here's the president of the league about to present the championship trophy.
Award to the owner, Dennis Arlinger. I would just like to take this opportunity on behalf of the Western Baseball League to thank the fans of St. George and the Zion region.
Lots of cheering among the fans. We'll be going to the football game in a minute, but this has got to get in. This is the award.
An incredible cheering. And on behalf of the Western Baseball League, I'd like to present the championship trophy to Dennis Norlander, Pat Elster, the rest of the Zion Pioneers.
There you have it. The owner, Dennis Arlinger, is the majority owner. And here we go. Let's hear from Dennis real quick.
Well, thank you enough. You've been a great fan.
There it is. The cheer once again. And I think the league president. Okay, Mike Little has the team coming out. They're going to get a standing ovation from the fans.
Thank you, everybody.
There you have it. Red Dirt Shirt, Dirty Player of the Game. I've got to give you this. We can make a lot of choices on this, but I think we'll go with Freddy Diaz. After all, he went 3-for-4, had the solo home run, and played just a tremendous shortstop throughout this. So he is going to be our Red Dirt Shirt Dirty Player of the Game, our Zion Sports Medicine Offensive Player of the Game. You got to go with Robert Merrill. Had a solo run, the home run at the critical time, and the two-run home run that wins this one. Excuse me for pausing for just a moment. Great situation. 11 runs, 18 hits, one error for the Zion Pioneers. Two home runs by Robert Merrill, who did not start because of the injuries he had. 10 runs, 15 hits, 3 errors. Not a losing situation for the Chico Heat. They gave all they could. Nobody loses on this. The Chico Heat did everything they could and just did a tremendous series as they picked up only one win out of the four, but it was just a tremendous series tonight. A salute to the Chico Heat for an outstanding season and for a great effort to try to get the championship. And a definite salute to the Zion Pioneers. Nobody loses this, but the Pioneers, with a great effort, ended up with the 11-10 victory and are the year 2000 champion of the Western Baseball League. we do appreciate you for being with us. We're not going to have a post game situation, but it was a tremendous effort for the Zion Pioneers as they come up with a victory. Stay tuned. Coming up just momentarily is Mike McGarry with the Dixie College Eastern Dixie State College Eastern Arizona football game that's already near the end of the first quarter. Final score once again, the Zion Pioneers 11, the Chico Heat 10, the Zion Pioneers the year 2000 champion. Thank you for being with us. It has been a joy for me. Please take care, and once again, till we hear from each other again, take care now you're here. Stay tuned for Mike McGarry.
You've been listening to live Western Baseball League action with the Zion Pioneers. Tonight, the Pioneers took on the Chico Heat. And live play-by-play action brought to you by the voice of the Pioneers, Larry Jewell. For more Western Baseball League action, keep it right here on Total Sports AM 1450 KTSB.
Hi, this is Jeff from South Central Communications with a special offer for you.
South Central.
There's one wireless company that gives you 1,000 free minutes.